Hi, this is Jordan Rosine. Thanks for following Jordan Rosine Yoga, Butoh, and Physical Theater. This is a recording of a yoga session that I led at the 2019 Association for Theater and Higher Education Conference in Orlando, Florida. Hopefully, you can use it to inspire some of your at-home yoga practice. Please remember to consult a medical professional before undertaking any new exercise program. Also, the use of audio and video programs at home is no substitute for the value of live in-person classes, workshops, and training events. For more information about me, be sure to visit www.jordanrosin.com. Best wishes for your practice. Namaste.
Yeah, for everyone that I haven't met, my name is Jordan Rosine. I'll be delighted to lead us in some yoga today. For this, you're welcome to work with bare feet or with shoes. Really, whatever makes you comfortable is preferred. All right, let's start in any place in the room that you like, with your feet underneath you, and take a moment, either with closed eyes or a soft focus, to just begin to check in with yourself. Notice your breath.
Gently feel around for the seven cervical vertebrae. There's
layers of tissue and muscle there, so you may or may not clearly be able to feel them, but you may also imagine those seven bony discs. And with or without your hands touching there, again, begin to move your head and feel or imagine the movement of those seven cervical vertebrae. Allow yourself to move in all three planes, flexing and extending in the sagittal, forward and back, flexing in the lateral, side to side, and twisting in the transverse. And again, check in with your breath. If you're holding your breath, or if some other part of your body has gotten super tense trying to figure this out, let that go. And take your hands now to your upper back or to your ribs, attending to our thoracic spine. Know that each of those 12 thoracic vertebrae is attached to a rib. So if you can't quite feel back there, you can feel your lowest ribs and your highest ribs up past the collarbone. And with or without your hands making some contact, you can begin to mobilize that thoracic spine with breath. And again, in all three planes, flexing and extending in the sagittal, flexing in the lateral, side to side. Yeah, feel free to get pretty intuitive with it here. Your body knows how to move. We're just paying attention, perhaps, to something out of the ordinary. And don't forget twisting. That's fun. Now take your hands to the low back and see if you can feel or imagine the 5 lumbar vertebrae. They're a bit bigger. They have a little less range of motion usually than the thoracic or cervical. But see if you can feel or imagine them as you move that lumbar spine, initiating from your tailbone. If you do have a tendency to hold your breath, feel free to sigh out through an open mouth. And that's available to you whenever. And eventually let the hands go and see if you can just easily hold in your attention all three regions of the spine. And go for another little walk in the space. Perhaps a little more aware how you're using yourself. And eventually come to a place where you can stand facing me. And we'll begin some sun salutations. So standing with your feet underneath your hips, again easily letting your head be on top of that beautiful vertebral column. That might make you smile. It makes me smile. Let's begin to engage our core a little bit, sending the navel towards the spine. And notice how that affects your breath. And begin to consciously lengthen and deepen the breath.
Breaths in and out.
shoulder blades on the back. Notice if you're really round in your thoracic, you might squeeze those shoulder blades together to access a little more length. One more breath here. On your next exhale, plant your hands and step your feet back to a plank pose. For plank, feel free to modify by putting the knees down if you need. Otherwise, stack the shoulders over the wrists. Engage your core, navel towards spine. Lengthen through your whole spine so that the head is neither dropped nor shortening the back of the neck. Two more breaths. Feel your inner fire. And on an exhale, lower the knees, then the chest and chin. You can either take the arms to a diamond and release the head on the hands, or release the hands by your sides. You can take a cheek to the floor or your forehead, whatever's comfortable. We'll stay for three breaths in full prone, resting, receiving the support of the earth. After three breaths, take your hands outside of your chest, plant them on the floor, press the tops of your feet into the ground, and as you inhale, open the heart, cobra. You can either stay here for three breaths or pulse in and out of the pose. Do what feels good. Have a sense of heart opening. On your next exhale, press back and up to downward facing dog. Hips high, your body like an inverted V. Feel the connection of the hands to the floor, maybe a balance of weight in the top and bottom halves of the body. Have three breaths there. Feel free to move in and around, getting comfy with your downward facing dog. And if you like, let out a sigh on sound. Oh. Your feet to your hands, and with an inhale, flat back, hands on shins or thighs. Three breaths here. Again, you can choose bent or straight knees. Notice how that might affect the rest of your spine, your sense of ease. And with an exhale, forward fold, releasing the head and neck. Three breaths here. For extra credit, you might flutter through the lips. And with an inhale, reverse swan dive, unhinging from the hips, reach your heart, hands, gaze skyward. Stay for three breaths. Continue to direct your tailbone down. Lengthen even through that lumbar region. And with an exhale, release the hands by your sides. Three breaths in the mountain. Reintegrating. Solidifying some insight from that journey. Imagine, as we do it again, if there's something we could do to enjoy that a little bit more. And we'll take it now a little bit faster, that same sequence. From mountain pose, a breath in and out. As you breathe in, reach the arms. As you breathe out, forward fold.
Breathe into flat back.
Breathe out to plank the hands, step the feet back to plank. A breath in plank, in and out. One more for good measure, in. As you breathe out, lower knees, chest. choose what to do with the arm. And as you breathe in, cobra, opening the heart. As you breathe out, downward facing dog, sending the hips high. A breath here, in and out. Step to the front and inhale to flat back. Exhale to forward fold. Inhale to reverse swan dive, reach for the ceiling. And exhale to mountain. Recovering your awareness. If there are spots that feel a little tight, compressed, tense, imagine yourself releasing, softening through that space. If it helps, you can even take a hand to that spot as a reminder. Softening under the warmth of your hand. And from here, checking again with your feet that they're underneath your hips. And let's take our hands to Anjali Mudra and do some twisting with Bhastrika, the bellows breath. So inhale here, and as you exhale, twist to your right. Inhale to your left. Exhale to your right. Inhale to your left. Exhale to your right. Inhale left. Exhale right. Continue like this. Beginning to activate more and more the belly. Like a bellows. Pressing the air out, pulling the air in. If you like, you can begin to accelerate. Going faster. Keep the knees and hips forward facing. No matter your speed, think about activating your inner fire. Warming up your core, rooting down through the soles of each foot. 30 more seconds. Try to challenge yourself. Sigh out, release the hands. initiating from the back foot, externally rotate to Skandasana, Kung Fu pose. You can take hands to the floor if it helps you balance. And shift your weight over to the other side. And through an internal rotation of the back leg, low lunge on the other side. Have a couple of breaths here, again, making space for the heart, bringing the head in line with the back foot. And then spiraling that back heel down, inhale to lift your torso. And when you're ready, your arms, the warrior one, on the second side, facing a new part of the room. Engaging your core.
Stick out your tongue as you sigh through the mouth.
Find a place that looks like a good place to sit. And have a seat. And sit with your sitting bones, if you can, making contact with the floor. And choose a position of the legs, either long and together, holding in the knees, or wide apart, over the soles of the feet together.
Have a few breaths here.
Engaging the core as you open the heart. And with an exhale, lower. Taking the legs long. Bring your right leg over top of your left. You can either choose to leave the left leg long or fold it underneath you. Just keep both sitting bones rooted as we prepare for a little twist. As you inhale, sit tall. As you exhale, look over your right shoulder and let your hands support the twist any way that feels good. Three big breaths. Gently, peacefully bring yourself to sit.